Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski, and we are live at Road America here today. Hey, Pete Luongo's here with his grandson, James. I'll do a special shout-out for him on Talking Cars at Road America. Hey, we just are walking up and down the streets here in Elkhart Lake. How do you get to Road America? Real simple. 94 North to, I think it's 57, a J. It's 30 minutes. Get in your car. RoadAmerica.com. Real easy. You want to say thanks to our sponsors? Chevrolet, an official pace car, the Corvette. WeatherTech, our friends in Bolingbrook, Illinois, Johnsonville Brats, Continental Tire, Hawk, Tudor, Targento G, Nationwide Insurance, Briggs & Stratton, Sunoco, Dell, Yamaha, Pepsi, and Budweiser. All of our friends are out here today. Whalen Lights will be there. And this today's show is being brought to you by the Bob Roorman Auto Group. Hey, you got to take a look at a new car. Go to BobRoorman.com. Last night we were at the Joliet Speedway, otherwise known as the Chicagoland Speedway, with the Camping World Truck Series, unbelievable, NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Just a pleasure. We want to say a special thanks to our friends at Chicagoland Speedway for allowing us to be here today live. We're up in Elkhart, Wisconsin, and it is the Vintage Days, if you will. It's called PSCDA Elkhart Lake Vintage Festival. Gorgeous cars showcasing racing industry in beautiful fall colors, America's National Park of Speed. This weekend, regular tracks, 250 vintage cars. We're going to get right into the pits. We're going to walk around and say hi to people. There's cars for sale. Right here we see the James Racing Team. And if you get a chance, start looking at these websites as we're going through it. And the number 30 car and the checks, all star tour. Going by us right now, car number 168, Volvo Specialist, right behind us. The number one car, which is the P1800. And we're going to go over now looking at James Racing Team, the number 30 car, with the Jags All-Star Tour and Performance Parts. We want to say a special thanks to Pete. Hey, Pete, and Pete's photography. How are you?
Good.
Hey, you know what? This is America. It's so nice to see you and your grandson out here today. All the beautiful cars. Kablooey is here, number 26. And it's a
gopher. His wife.
And his wife.
The daughter in the pink.
And the daughter in the pink. So we got everybody here today.
We think he named the car after the daughter's phrase.
Okay. We got the Mountain Dew car, the number 116, Mustang Cobra. A couple of great sponsors there, Bosch Exide, Sickens, Compact, Mack Tools, all the great people over there. And Ford Racing Team. We were with the Ford Racing Team up at Gingerman Raceway and Collins Classic Automobiles at collinsclassicauto.com. Hey, all of our friends who are out there and people are in the pits getting their cars ready to go, we're not going to really interfere with them. A lot of pressure out there, Pete. I mean, people are constantly going, hey, I want to talk to you, but got to get my car ready.
Yeah, it's a lot of activity always around the track.
Doesn't get any better than that, huh?
No, it's fun to watch.
Okay. Well, hey, starting next year, we're going to be up at Road America for 12 races.
Wow.
12 races.
That would be great.
So you can come visit us, and Talking Cars are going to be handing out VIP passes, and it's a whole day of comp. We're going to have food. We're going to have drink. I have a golf cart picture up. You got VIP parking, anything you want. How does that sound?
Like
all you got to do is listen to Talking Cars. CARZ. That's simple, isn't it?
I think people should do it.
Okay, great. We're going to try to say hello, and if not, we're going to keep moving on. And I want to say something again about this being a family show. It is a privilege for me to see you and your grandson here out there today. So, James, good to see you. And I know you were talking about some of the shows you're watching, Mythbusters and Fast and Loud and Roadkill. And my friend Richard Rawlings and Aaron Kaufman, we appreciate it. We know the car's getting ready to go out in the pits. We'll do a real quick hi. Looks like we had a father and a daughter here racing team.
Father, wife.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski with Talking Cars. Can we ask your name? What you do here?
Sure. My name is Kana Comer. I race with Sprite.
And you race with Sprite. Why is it named Kablooey?
So that's how it raced pretty successfully, but was piloted by Tom Colby in, I think, the 90s. And it was known as Kablooey then, and so we just kept it as Kablooey.
Well, we're going to be up back here next year. We just made an agreement with Road America. We're doing 12 of their races. Up in the suite and down on the track, like they asked you to come back in. But what's more important is to get more women and girls involved in the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. I I would be a champion for that as well. If any girls here want to come sit in the race car.
Really? Wow. Well, shout out to Cheryl Williams and Team Stradale at the Autobahn Country Club. I wound up in seventh position last week with the Radical Cup number 9. Shout out to there. Hey, Frankie DiBola. We have the Circuit of Americas next week coming in. And could you introduce the young man staying next year?
My husband, Colin Comer.
Colin Comer, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Wow. Okay, it's a whole family event.
Yes, it is.
Now you got two cars here. Tell us about it. Do you have a few minutes? I know you got to get back on the track. Sorry about that. But
well, she's going on the track, so we've got a couple minutes. But I'm racing the Mountain Dew car.
Which is sponsored by, I see a website on the back of that car there. What's that called?
I don't know. Well, let's go see it.
Well, let's set up this website right here. It looks like it's Collins Plastic Automobile.
Oh, yeah, that guy. That's me. I'm a sponsor.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to put me on it, like Ricky Bobby, but we thought that would be a little tacky.
No, we like it. We actually like it. Tell us what Collins Plastic Automobile is. Where are you from? What city? And what do you do?
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're a collector car dealership and restoration facility. So we specialize in the high-performance electric cars, pre-war through muscle car era.
Now, Milwaukee's a big city, so where in Milwaukee?
The River West area, Capitol Drive and I-43.
Okay. Because people, it's like saying, I'm from Chicago. I go, where from? They say Oak Park. Well, that's not Chicago.
Well, if they say they're from Chicago, I stop talking to them.
Okay, I'm from Chicago. We got to go. So, like classic, now, if somebody is looking at a car, what kind of cars are you able to look at? Do you judge cars? Do you appraise cars and you restore them? Do you do everything? How does it work?
I do pretty much everything. I restore them and sell them and do race preparation, vintage race stuff for other customers, and obviously take care of these cars that we're racing today.
Okay, and I say one of my favorite cars right next to you, the GT350. Is that one here?
That is.
Okay, and where did we find that one?
That car actually I found in the U.K., it's a 67 GT350. It's original paint on.
You found a Ford Mustang GT350 in the UK.
Yes, the guy actually has two.
That's funny. Hey, to our friends at Team Radical North America, where the Radical was built, find some more GT350s over there.
I'm going to beat them to them.
Okay, just go to it. Now, your wife is just about ready to get in the
time
car.
Time to go to work.
Time to go to work.
Get her in the car. I'm in trouble.
But if they have a question, what website can they go to?
CollinsClassicAuto.com.
Hey, thanks for being on Talking Cars. Good luck to you. Great race today.
Thanks.
We need more women in racing. Thanks for being with us, and good luck out there today. Thanks, guys. Okay, we're out and about. Number 30, Joshua James, the Jags CRA All-Star Tour. You can go to James Racing Team, jamesracingteam.com. We saw another car we're coming up to here with All Sports, and it looks like the driver is Tommy Kendall in a Mustang Cobra, the number 111 car, sponsored by All Sports. And Roush Racing, now Roush Racing, if you're not familiar with Roush Racing, everybody thinks, oh, yeah, they build Mustangs and a few others. There's 4,000 employees at Roush Racing, and they do everything. So we were just up there at the Woodward Dream Cruise a couple weeks ago, our friends at Hoosier Tire. Don't forget to visit us online at TalkingCars.com and take a look at all the racetracks at Speedways Online. We'll be at the Muscle Car National Corvette Show in Rosemont. And take a look at this car today, the All-Spark Body Quencher Mustang NAPCO International, number 111. Let's get back around here. And we see the folks at Muscle Car Restorations, MCR. And we started over at the paddock concessions. And something new this year that I haven't seen. And some of our friends, here's a little bit of advertising. And it's for serving the investment needs of racers since 1987. Jeff Karasik, First Vice President, Financial Advisors, jeff.karasik@wfadvisors.com. Really can't talk to the banks. It's a little different. But we saw a car for sale. And you can rent a go-kart up here. Come up to Road America. Go to Talking Cars. We're going to be up here 12 times next year. God willing. The Creek don't lie. By the way, Creek is an Indian tribe. And we're looking at a 1969 Chevrolet Camaro. And let's take a little bit about this car right now. And it's from Value Pro Motorsports in Reedsville, Wisconsin. You can call Kyle or shop or go to valueprotorsports.com and see what they have available. Sports Car Club of America, SCCA. We have the Clarx car over here. And right on the back of it for our friends in the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show, it's got a United States Air Force sticker on it. So to everybody in San Antonio, God bless you. Get your basic training. Way to go. Number 47 car. Sitting in the truck, and our friends again, Hoosier Tires, almost on every car out here. Got another Mustang. GT350. Beautiful day at Road America. If you get a chance, we're going to be walking through the aisles there in a minute. But if you do get a chance, jump the car, go for a ride. Hey, they have a zip line here. They have a concession area. There is a picnic area. And here are the folks in Vintage Sports Car Drivers Association. We want to do a shout-out to our friends at Hagerty. Going through it. There we go. For all of our friends up at Hagerty, we'll see you at the Mecum Auto Auction coming up very shortly. And as for Jeff Jagush, member of the Chicago Regional Territory Manager at Hagerty Insurance, you know, at least get a quote. You can go to Geico, you can go to Nationwide, but you know what? A lot of people, especially, I've not had a person who did not go and talk to Hagerty and say, wow, you know, and never a problem with a claim. So to our friends at Hagerty, God bless you. Thanks for being here today. Just a little bit of fun. And to our friend Jeff, so if you have a question, you can always go to, I should have better glasses for this. Tell me the website we can go to here.
Hagerty.com.
Let's see if we can spell it. Hagerty.com, Vintage Motorsports Insurance. And our friend?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how's it going?
Wow, what a beautiful day here in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, just about a half mile northwest of Milwaukee. And people have been so friendly today, Ashley.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's been great. Can't complain.
Well, you know, the long and short of it, we see all of our friends out there at Hagerty. We have the Mecum show coming up next week. We'll be there with Frank and Dana. Right after that, we'll come back over to the Muscle Car National Corvette Show. And, you know, everybody is there. And you're giving away free stuff.
Oh, yeah, lots of free stuff.
Tell us what everything is. What is this?
If you need a Zeus tool.
What's a Zeus tool?
For Zeus fasteners.
Okay, good. I should know this, right?
Yeah.
I should know this. Okay, it's a Zeus tool. Okay, good for that. Okay, what else we got?
Magazines.
I like the magnets. The magnets are cool.
Yeah, we got earplugs, all bags, all sorts of goodies. So stickers.
And we like to say, we're going to take one sticker. We'll put that on the two, because they're small, and put that up in there. And one of the nice things is all the great folks at Hagerty, as we see them at all the shows, always nice to us on Talking Cars. Now, starting next year, join us as we'll be at 12 events next year, 2017 at Road America, where we will see Ashley. Yay! Fun is fun. Let's see if we're going to walk through the crowd, see some more cars. I think I can do this 2-1, right? Okay, we're good. So if you have a question about vintage car insurance, go to Hagerty, Hagerty.com, and ask for Ashley.
Yeah, or come see me yourself.
I'll see you right now. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
All right, away we go. Hey, you know, one of the things here, which is a little different, people go, yeah, I know, they're doing stuff. They're coming around. Let's take a look at the muscle car restorations as we're out here today. And if you ever talk to them, say, where'd you hear of us? They said, hey, we listen to you guys and watch you on TalkingCars.com. So when we were back up at the Woodward Dream Cruise, you can see here we're looking at By Me, Mopar Action, the coolest Camaro in the world, 99 Genius Ideas in One, CarCraft.com, and this is a beautiful 1969 orange and white Z28 listed at $302. For those of you who don't know, as I remember what a 302 is, it's actually a 283 with a 327 crank. And this was also the pace car for the Indy. Back on it says SoundLogic. We appreciate that. If you have any questions, you can go to MuscleCarRestorations.com. Look at this Firebird here. This is just a piece of history. In 1978, Trans Am restored by Muscle Car Restorations, 2003, 462 stroke with 287 horsepower, 383 torque, rear wheels, turbo 350, paint gold, Muscle Car Restorations. Tell me you heard about it at TalkingCars.com. A little bit of fun here today. Finally on the end, we didn't get a chance to see it. There she is, Super B. Super B. It's got the Cubs license plate on it. And we'll take one of these cards. say hi to Andy Pekulski. And also, Tara's got the wrench. I like that. Let's see. A little bit there. 715-834-2223. Pass for Andy Pekulski. Now let's take a look at this car. And if you need a car of your dreams, vote for the Muscle Car Restoration as your choice. So 2016 CarCraft Summer Nationals Pro Build of the Year. Text number 4 to 762-323-0143. I'm going to read that again. If you want to vote for the 2016 CarCraft Summer Pro Builder of the Year, Muscle Car Restoration, and this is a 1969 Dodge Super B 572 cubic inch displacement Hemi. Transmission 4L80E chassis, X515 motorsports, front suspension, RMS, rear suspension, RMS street length, brakes Wildwood, and we love those Wildwood brakes. We see them on Fast and Loud. Shout out to our friends. Down in Texas, Richard Rawlings, Aaron Kaufman, and great luck on the race this year. Mickey Thompson Sportsman Tires and the Silver PPP two-stage base clear paint. All our great friends at MuscleCarRestorations.com, and you heard about that on Talking Cars. And number 75 coming by right now. Right after him, we have a Porsche Speedster number 34 coming in right after that. Let's go see some of the cars for sale. So when you get a chance, here's what's kind of funny. Go up to the winery and the pro shop, the gift shop, and right next to it is the restroom. Well, it's really nice. Not only is there a Siberian Husky over here, and she's a puppy, we can tell. Looks like a female. Female's a little smaller. So there's a whole bunch of cars for sale. Here's a 1968 English Austin Mini Moke, currently listed on bringatrailerauction.com, and you can take a look at it there. Hit the road. Join today. Hittheroad.org. 38th annual Road America Walk Run Fighting Cancer, October 29th. So go to hittheroad.org and take a run. Money goes to cancer, American Cancer Society. What else we got to go? Lake Forest Hearing, $5 off. Tell you what, you're around these race cars all the time. If you've got a physical, get your ears tested. Let's see some of the other cars that are here right now. 1946 Armstrong Shipley, a 1937 Peugeot. What else do we have for sale? 1929 Runabout. That doesn't look right. Okay. How about a 1938 16-foot Chris Craft, and it's the ultimate in Chris Craft. Special race paint. Call 847-275-5813. Too funny. How about 1967 Shelby parts? Knots. 58 to 71 Corvette parts. Composite wheels. Road America items. Many old posters, brochures. Put in Bay Races Reunion. Vintage racing the way it should be coming up. So when you get a chance, you'll see Jay Leno here. Jay will be in our show in February at the Chicago Auto Show. He's stopping by. Then visit us in November at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show at the Rosemont Convention Center right in the center. So stop by and say hello. Let's see what else is for sale up here. We have a house for sale. So if you get a chance, take a look around. Here's a 1963 Volvo 122S. And a 212 Mini Cooper, a 32-foot Hallmark Elite trailer, and then the Metro. So you never know what you find at Road America. But I tell you what a family place. We're going to go over and walk around and look at the souvenirs. We like the souvenirs. And people say, well, you know, the race is going on right now. Maybe I'll get a memento. Maybe I'll look around a little bit. And we go into the paddock shop. And we see there is bug slide. Don't ride without the slide. We go through here. Is this you? Can we talk to you real quick? Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski with Talking Cars. And we're out walking around today talking to people live. And can we ask your name and what you do here today?
Mike Page.
Hi, Mike.
I'm bug slide.
What's a bug slide?
It's cleaner, polish, protector.
Okay, and is it just for racing?
No. For any car, any surface, motorcycle, it's sold in the store here, and I'm just supporting.
Okay, and what do you do? Do you represent all of Bugs Slide? Is this your company? How does that work?
Nope, I'm just a distributor.
Oh, you're a distributor. Okay. So, now, first question people are going to say to me, you know, this has got to be twice the cost or 10 times the cost of Windex and regular stuff that we buy or windshield wiper fluid. Why would anybody want to buy Bugs Slide?
Well, so when you put it on the surface bugs, we'll have check the surface on there. So if you don't stick it bad next time, they don't have your clear coat. where you use a Windex or something else.
So it's specifically made for clear coat, is what you're saying?
No, for
any surface.
Text it all.
All right, and how do you buy this? Where do you buy it?
In the paddock shop here, you can purchase it.
Okay, can they go online and buy it?
Yes, you can.
And where do they go?
Butterfly.com.
That was easy. Now, is it just for the paint, or is it for the windows, or what's it for? Everything. Can you show us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and as you're showing us, maybe you can tell us what you're doing. So right now we're going to pick up a bottle of Butterfly and a green cloth. Do you get the green cloth with it?
Well,
that's a pretty good deal. All right, so we're going to go to, and I see there's actually some bugs and paint and junk on here. Did you put that on, or that's just from driving?
That's just from driving.
Just from driving. Okay, so first thing, holy smoke. It's gone. Now, wait, I'm putting my finger on it, and it's not coming off.
No.
And then all of a sudden, bug slide goes on,
and it's gone.
The bugs slide off. Oh, I get it now. Okay, the bugs slide off. Oh, okay, I had to think about that.
And now it's smooth, slippery, so they won't stick nearly as bad next.
So is it more economical, or what is the advantage of this versus anything else on the market?
Like I said, it cleans.
It cleans.
It polishes. It protects. Any surface has a UV protected in it.
Wow.
Headlights do not get all smoked up.
Well, I think that's a big deal because, you know, a car gets to be 5, 10 years old. They turn gray and foggy, and you can't see anything.
That's right. So it's safety.
So now you're saving another $10 or $15 with one product.
That's right.
I like both.
You can do your glass. Cell phone, your mirrors.
Here, do my glasses. Let's do that. Do my glasses. There we go. These are my Dan Weldon tribute glasses.
Oh, okay.
So, friend out there was killed Dan a few years back, and to his wife, we love you. We miss you, Dan. Always with us. So right now, we're doing the bug slide on my sunglasses.
Yes, we are.
And how long will this last? One day?
Oh, no. It depends on the weather. But couple, 3 weeks, month, depends.
Oh,
much rain, how much salt, how much.
Okay, so it's less than 1 minute, and looks like they're done. Let's put them back on, and there's a big difference.
There's
a big difference.
Yeah.
Wow, and here's what's funny. A bug just flew by and kept going. A little bit of fun. All right, let's get that website one more time.
Bugslide.com.
I like Bugslide.com.
There you go.
Hey, we'll see you next year on Talking Cars. Join us at the Muscle Car Corvette National in Rosemont. Be our guest on our show there. We'll have a live TV show. And then coming up at the Chicago Auto Show, we'll be there. Also the Detroit, D.C., and New York Auto Show. So good to see you. What is it called again?
Bugslide.
Bugslide.com.
Thank you.
All right. Away we go. So we had a little bit of fun here today with the folks at Bugslide. Let's take a look inside. And see what we got. We're going to tone it down a little bit because people are going, what are you doing? And you can get karting tickets. And I think what's important is that if you're looking for some fun and you're at the track and everybody's in the car and not, you can get go-kart tickets. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to step back outside for a minute. For all of you who want to buy a car, get into car racing, and life gets in the way. Number 98 going by, overseas auto repair. Sometimes it's just too expensive. You have the significant other, husband, the wife, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, the kids, the grandkids, and just can't do it. You know what? Come up to Road America, and you're talking to one of the vendors, say you heard about this on Talking Car, and ask them for a discount. There you go. And remember, for every show that we do, we donate a show to Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Love our military. You're not forgotten, no matter where you are in the world. Coming up shortly, next week, we're going to be at the Chicago Police Department. I think it's 837 West Addison or Division. Sorry. It's the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. We'll look at it on our next show. We're going to be broadcasting there. And it's just fun things to remember. So it's just not going and watching cars zipping by. You can zip on a zip line, and you can rent a go-kart. There you go. Get some great food right here. Coming across right now, it's a 441 card. And it's called Yard 2. There you go. So sometimes, you know, people say, I want to buy a car. I want to race a car. And, you know, they have open track days. But you know what? Bring your car on the track at Road America. You know, $25. Maybe do it twice, $50, whatever the price is. Imagine that. You got to have a helmet. I believe you can also rent helmets. But the logic is, you know, getting your car on a track where some of the greatest F1 racers have been, or NASCAR racers, or these vintage race cars, RoadAmerica.com. And, you know, tell them you heard about it on Talking Cars so you get your discount. Let's go back into Paddock Shop at RoadAmerica.com. Let's take a look at some vintage posters. And if you didn't see what they had out there this week, no sitting on counter, so that's kind of funny. We have the Sheboygan magazine over here you can look at. You can like it on Facebook. Here's an actual listing of what happened this year. May 13th was the SVRA Vintage Weekend. June 3rd and 5th was the Honda Superbike Showdown. June 10th and 12th was the Rocker Box Motor Fest. June 16th and 19th was WeatherTech Chicago Region, a shout-out to our friends in Bolingbrook, Illinois. June was the Verizon IndyCar Pirelli World Challenge. July 14th, WeatherTech International Challenge. WeatherTech, big racing family. And thanks for bringing those jobs back to America. August 4th through 7th, Continental Road Race Showcase. And our friends down at Continental Motors, we lost Herman Weinberger this year and his wife, and we'll say a prayer for them. But to John Weinberger, Joel, and Jay Weinberger, God bless you for everything you do and all your charities and to all your great car dealerships out there. August 28th was the Optima Face-Off at Road America. And September 16th and tomorrow is the vintage sports car and Volvo. I saw Volvo out here too. Lakes Vintage Festival, free parking, camp on site, go-karting, 16 and under submitted free. Now, I want you to think about this. We were just talking to Pete Luandel out there, and he brought his grandson. So I want you folks to think about this. You know, a lot of times the kids are busy, and they don't want to be with you. And they say, let's go over to Grandpa's house or Grandma's house. What are we going to do? Well, ladies and gentlemen, especially you ladies out there, think about this. We're going to go for a ride. We're going to have lunch at the concessionary. We're going to go shopping at the paddock, okay? And I'm going to have to send this back out to you here in a minute. I see this great new light, and I have the light from A Christmas Story. I see the new one that I want here right now. But, you know, tell your kids, your next-door neighbors, let's go to Road America. Tell me you heard about it on Talking Cars. Go to our website, get the discount, and then, you know, join us. We're going to be giving away VIP tickets next year in our private suite. I mean, all kinds of things are going to be happening. So if you get a chance, you can get the Kink Hurry Downs Carousel at Road America. And I don't know how many turns are in here. Let's see. Turn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 turns. Holy smokes, Batman. You know, when you get out there and you see some of the great clothes that they have for sale. Now, what I like is that these are cotton. Some of these shirts are cotton, and they actually say Made in America. So, Road America, Made in America, I'm liking it. Hey, we had a chance a couple of years ago to go up to the Harley-Davidson Museum and take the steel-toed tour. And I'm actually in the shopping area right now. There's several women in here shopping, looking around, having a little bit of fun. And so it's not just for the guys. So invite the ladies up here and have a little bit of fun. A big area dedicated to the women. Turn 5, you can buy some signs here. You have a Johnsonville sizzling sausage grill, indoor electric grill. Holy smokes, Batman. Have a lot of giveaways for next year. All you got to do is tune in to TalkingCars.com. And right now in first position, D. Holloway, number 2, R. Siegel, A. Reed, Road America checkered flag. Fourth position, number 15 car, T. Moore, number 12. And fifth position, R. Morrison. And so as we go through the finals here on 5 laps, was in the number 66 car, number 1, Rex Barrett, in Group A, 5 laps, total times 16 minutes, 34 seconds, 974. With less than 2 seconds in second place, August Grasses in Group A from Weatherby Lake, Missouri. Number 3 position in the 8 car, Marvin Primick from Wilmette, Illinois, about 1 minute 11 seconds off at 17 minutes, .45. And in the fourth position, now scratch number 5 in the 141 car, Mark Holloway from Marion, Iowa, about 155 out of first at 18 minutes, 30 seconds, .826. Now, it doesn't mean a lot to you, but when I look at number 6 and I see Russell Lane in the 833 car in B class in the B group from Evanston, Illinois, at 4 laps,
his best speed was 74.31 miles an hour, 0.003 of a tenth slower than the fastest time Rex Baird in first place. So sometimes those laps just kick and they run, and you're up there. So we're watching a split screen. You can go to live stream right now and look under Arians. That's AIRENS.com/ and take them and watch live. And Gehl Construction Equipment, GEHL. Now, back to number 7, Nick Carso, and the number 11 car from Roselle, Illinois, moved up to 6. And Nick Carso from Roselle, Illinois, B classification. And number 7, here's a great thing for you. Number 7 in 7th position. How's that? The number 7 car in 7th position, Robert Ritholz from Highland Park, Illinois, 20 minutes, 6 seconds, .407. Best lap time, 61.873. Bill Lane in the 8th position in the number 10 car from Winnetka, Illinois. Russell Lane in the 833 car from Evanston, Illinois. Patrick Morton came in number 10. Jeff Powell in the 11th position. Patrick Norton in 12th. Tom Moore in 13th. Avery Reed in 14th. Dennis Holloway in 15th. Robert Siegel in 26th car in 16th position. Abigail Joseph, if I'm saying that correctly, in the 17th position. Dennis Holloway. So we had a duplicate there. That's all right. Richard Morrison in the 19th position. And boom, we're off into the next race. Coming up right now in the Group A, B, C, D, E of the open classification, George Falbalk in the 01 car from Lake Bluff, Illinois. George Neifer from Oak Ridge, North Carolina in a 68 68 car. Mike Fisick from Glen Ellen, Illinois in the 150 car. George Baalbek Sr. from Lake Forest, the number 34 car. James Miller, St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Ron Suave from Roscoe, Illinois. Dirk Bulger from St. Andrews, MB. I hope that's Canada. Okay, Jeff Jock from Lakeville, Minnesota. River Hills, Wisconsin. Kane Acummer in the number 26 car in 11th position. Jim Perry from Larson, Wisconsin. Robert Van Zelst from Brookville, and you can watch us live on live stream right now in the Arians. Or, hey, you know, for $20 you can zip line, or $30 for 2 trips on a zip line. Have a lot of fun here at Road America. Not just watching cars, you got food, you got shopping, you got zip line, you got go-karts, you got all kinds of things that are going on there. And then coming up here in the 16th position, Russell Lane from Evanston, Illinois. 17th is Dennis Wilson from Washington, Missouri. Hey, we're going to be out in Springfield, Missouri in 2 weeks. Our shout-out to our friends out there at Margay Racing Carts. And these racing carts start anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. Have a little bit of fun. Let's go to the 18th position. Josh Rodenbusch from San Francisco, California. Joe Lightfoot in the 169 car, 19th from Picton, Ontario. Tony Drews in the number 95 car from Moline, Illinois. Sean Alexander from Waterloo, Iowa in a B classification. Frank Bosher from Greenfield, Wisconsin, A classification. Rick Cusher, S1, Marietta, Pennsylvania. Gary Jepson in the B classification. Leesburg, Virginia. Hey, Gary, thanks for coming to Wisconsin. Richard Olson from Barrington, Illinois, in the 175 car in 25th position. John Bergman from Parker, Colorado. Hey, a shout-out to our friends at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and our friend out there, Aaron Kennedy. Let's get back to our folks in number 26 position, John Bergman in the 39 car. And Don Fisher, B classification, Lake Leelanau in Michigan. Don Fisher, number 5 car, Bob Chris from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Ken Rodenbusch, B classification, Sherman Oaks, California. And I tell you what, folks, last but not least, number 30 position, Donald Dickey from Marissa, Illinois, B classification. You know, they come out here for your fun and everything that you do. And folks just standing around looking here. Let's see where they're from. Now we're doing, hi, it's Steve with Talking Cars. And we're standing here looking at the screen. Can we ask your first name and what city you're from?
Jim. Jim. Wisconsin.
Oh, you're not far.
Well,
did you walk over?
Just about.
Just about? How many times do you think you might be here this year?
We come up here a lot. He races. So.
He races.
Yep.
And who is he?
I'm Patrick from Tampa, Florida.
Holy smokes, Batman. You're a long way from home. And what are your race up here?
Right now I have a vintage Corvette.
What year is a vintage Corvette?
In 1982, I run a Group 9, which is old IMSA cars.
Wow. Now, we just acquired a new company by the name of Speedways Online, which lists all the racetracks. And if you want to see, go to Talking Cars, if you will. And you can see all the racetracks in the United States for Speedways Online, officially October 1st. but I've forgotten your name.
Patrick.
I looked, and there was over 111 different classifications of cars, of just cars, just cars. So when I say what kind of Corvette, I wasn't being facetious,
right.
Did I?
It's a 1982 that was prepared for SCCA GT1 racing in the early 80s, and it's all period correct.
Where'd you find it?
Wasn't quite a barn find, but close. Somebody acquired it from the widow who...
This is a widow store.
Right. The previous owner who unfortunately passed away, but it sat in his garage for quite a while, and then this gentleman acquired it, raced it once or twice, and bought some other cars as well, decided he didn't need this one anymore.
Okay, and so... We're kind of thinking, is it not really a stock engine? So what is in the drivetrain?
Well, it was prepared the way they did back in the day. So it wasn't anything super exotic in the engine, you know, maybe 450 horsepower. Yeah. And, you know, the stock heavy-duty, you know, Chevrolet transmission, like an M21.
Okay.
You know, and then...
I really don't, but I'm blanking my head. Okay. Again, 111 classifications, no less, the cars.
And at the time, you could change the suspension over to coilover suspension.
Okay.
But this car does not have that. Still, like, it's 1969 Corvette, I think, because that's what it started life as. The whole Corvette frame is still in the car.
Now, we're going to be doing a show next week or two at the Mecham Auto Auction up here in Schaumburg, Illinois. I don't know if you're going to that or not. Our shout-out to our friends at Mecham. We want to put an estimate on what that car's value is today. So we remember one of the last ones that went across. You said 68?
No, it's a 1982.
I'm not even close here.
Well, it's a 69 Corvette, but it's bodied as 1982.
Okay.
It's been rebodied.
Okay. Got a little confused there on the years. And we're thinking right now, if that were to come up at Mecham on October 6th through 8th in Schaumburg Convention Center, shout out to our friends Mayor Larson down there in Schaumburg, that's starting to be close to $125,000. Are we close?
Not even.
Not even close. Keep going. What else we got? Where will it start?
No, way too high.
Way too high. Oh, we got too high. I said this is where we start. We can always go up.
Yeah.
Okay, to go to it.
3:30.
Okay, so we're going to be on the track. And were you out for trials this morning?
Yes, yeah, qualified.
And how did you qualify?
Any times?
Do you remember any of the times?
Yeah, nothing real impressive. 2:45.
Best speed?
Well, I'm still getting used to it.
Remember the speed at all?
I don't know what they would average. 150 somewhere there.
No, I mean average speed. You're thinking, right?
Average speed.
Yeah. Probably not even 100.
Probably pretty close.
Pretty close. Can go through it. Well, starting next year, we'll be back. We'll be at 12 events next year. We'll ask you to join us live as we have our mobile studio cruising around. Today, we're just having a little bit of fun. And as we always do, how about a shout out to our troops who are defending our nation so we can be here today?
Excellent. Of course, we always support our troops.
Very good.
Say hello, troops.
Yep,
hello, troops.
All right, guys, good to see you. Best of luck. Thanks for being on Talking Cars. All right. Hey, we're going outside. We're going to go see some more of our vendors out there. We had a little bit of fun today. Doesn't get any better than that. Special thanks to all the folks who are up here, the number 4. You get ice cream. You can buy posters. And some of these posters, I just got to read you one here. $145, 2001 premium frame, and is the Merrill Lynch Brian Redman International Challenge. Jim Hall, Chaparral, Road America, July 19th through the 22nd, 2001, $145 plus tax in a premium frame. That's pretty amazing. Let's get outside, and we're watching there's something different. Looks like a Chevrolet or a Buick Purse drive by. And you can hear, and what's different about up here, not Chicago, is that when the cars go by, you have to stop. And in Chicago, if you walk in the street, the cars have to stop. So we're going to have to remember that a little bit. We're going to go over to the new winner's circle and see something new. We're looking at a vintage Chevrolet Corvette number 23. So just in a little bit, you'll be seeing here's a Porsche Speedster. Looks like it came right off the showroom floor. And here's a Mustang. We saw one of these before. At Mecham just a few years ago. There's a snake and then there's a super snake. And this is just a piece of history. Black on black on black. You know, if you get a chance to see one of these Ford Shelby super snakes, take a look. Shelby GT500. This is a piece of history. And I believe this car sold well over $100,000. And most likely to go up in price. So let's take a look. And as we get a chance here, we're looking at the winner's circle. as we were last night at Chicagoland Speedway. And if you're looking for sponsorship opportunities at Speedville, 800-365-7223. Ask for John Everett or go to roadamerica.com. Say, hey, John, I got a question for you. What is it? You know, what do I have to do to become a sponsor at Road America? 800-365-7223 at roadamerica.com. So let's keep walking around. People walking their dog. Chevrolet, the big sponsor here today. You can hear the cars just starting to tune up and coming out and going down the track, getting ready. Time trials going on right now. You should be at Road America. I'll tell you what, even if you just take a drive up here, go to lunch. We used to call this the $200 hamburger when we used to fly via car, and we'd fly up to Madison or Oshkosh, and it'd be about $200 worth of fuel, if I remember right, and, you know, get an $8 hamburger. No, it's a $200 hamburger, because, you know, it's what it costs to fly the plane, right? So a shout-out to our friends at Lake Forest Jerry, and always use protection earplugs. Hi, everybody at Lake Forest. Hi, Lake Forest. LakeForestHearing.com. Here we go. 1968 Chevrolet Camaro, 1969 Chevrolet Camaro, number 96, right behind him. Number 4, John Ash, number 69 Camaro, comes on the track. A BP-150, Mike Jensen, and a full Corvette. Coming on, these cars are getting ready to rock. Tune in. Tune in, Batman. Something to do. What a day here at Road America. ClassicCarCarriers.com, Indiana. Indianapolis, actually Zionsville, 317-769-3609. Got another Chaparral type looking car. It's a little off in the distance. Wow, it got here quick. And it's number 42. Coming in right behind the 1963. Chevrolet Corvette, CorvetteSports.com. And the ultimate Mazda RX-7. Number 106 over here. Looks like an MG. And the Academy of Arts and Metal, well, I can't say that. Let's see if we got here. And metal shaping. Boy, you could just walk around through the pit and just have the time of your life. So let's take a walk down here. You can see some of the cars starting to tune up. Our friends at Renegade in Indianapolis, Indiana, they're just south of I-65. Tomorrow we'll be at Chicagoland Speedway. Coming out right now, 1970, number 26. Ross 302, number 13. That should wake up. Roush Racing. Let's see if we can read a little bit about this car. And this is a vintage number 11. Mustang Mania. Owner Chris Hartwig, Appleton, Wisconsin. 1993 Mustang Cobra Instant GTS built by Roush Racing in Livonia, Michigan. We were just up at the Woodward Dream Cruise. Shout out to our friends at Roush Racing. 358 Cupid Jam, 640 horse, Weissman 5-speed, BBS wheel, 17-inch, Radio Racing Slicks, Penske adjustable gas shocks. Oh, we got more. Now we got more. Thank you. Thank you. And now we can read it even better. Ken Stewart, number 1970 Boss, 302 Ford Mustang, and Roush Racing Mustang Ford. You don't know a lot about Roush Racing. Now's your chance. And Roush is roush.com. Our friends at Ford, Crystal Pepsi, everybody's here today. The Mustang Cobra. Over the clock. Two of those Mustangs are on the track right now. Here's the other one. Chris Hartwig on a 1970 Trans Am Boss 302. Built by Ken Stewart from Oakville, Ontario, Canada. So a special thanks and thanks, Ken Stewart and from Oakville, Ontario, for coming to the United States, and especially Road America. Thanks to Ken Stewart. Hey, Badger Trailer in Green Bay and Oshkosh, Bigfoot, by Space America, Badger Trailer, 920-497-2626. Look at the fun we're having there. Holy smokes, Batman. Cars are coming on the track. 1973 Porsche 911 Targa, right off the showroom floor, sitting here. That's just a driver. It's just an everyday driver. Coming up here, we're looking at, we can't see it yet, looks like a Nissan Datsun 240Z. And it's a piece of history again. So, coming up in the pit,
at what we're looking at. Let's go to the front of the pack. Say hi to everybody as these cars start to line up for the next race here at RoadAmerica.com. You can stand it. Here's what's kind of neat about it. Buy yourself a ticket. Park where you want. Get your gym shoes on. Start walking. Now, you can rent a golf cart, which I suggest you do, or bring something, because it will get a little bit of fun as we go out there. And you'll see a lot of ATVs out here. You'll see a lot of bicycles. And you can just see all of the cars sitting up the blinds. Right now, you got the umbrellas out. Got a number 25. Can't tell if it's a 62 Corvette. So we got the vintage Corvettes coming out here right now. This is where you have to be. Go to live stream right now. Aaron's A-I-R-E-N-S. Watch this live. The number 15 Corvette here with Hoosier tires. A shout out to our friend at Hoosiers in Indiana. We have the smart cam inside. Look for our cam being brought to you by wireless cameras in San Diego. 1969. Everybody's got a Hoosier tire. Yeah, Hoosier tires, Hoosier. English Motors, and let's see what your board this is. We're right next to the staging lane at High Point, North Carolina, in a 1961 McTiers bump. Rebel Byers bump. Number 26, the Ford Mustang, just parked out, built by Kent Stewart. And as you can hear the race in the background, number 169 is Pontiac Trans Am. Where do you go? Go to live stream. Go to Aaron, today's great sponsor. Great product. Aaron Stoffler, Aaron Waffler, you name it, Aaron has it. Number 13. We actually race that are in Daytona, Florida. Mid Ohio, Road America, Road Atlanta, Sebring, and Watkins Glen. Shout out to our friends at number 13, the Ken Stewart Built from Ontario, Kent. Another 1969 with Hoosier tires with a Can Am 302 in it as we go right down the lane. Where should you be? Be at Road America. The price of admission, let's just say, is $20 for the sake of discussion. We will save multi-million dollars worth of cars, old and new. And here's the Value Pro Motorsports.com. Number 76. That's how loud it is. Number 76. Go to livestream.com. In the future, you'll be able to go to Talking Cars and watch us live as we walk the track. Go through it. Let's take a look at this vehicle right here. This is a 1935 Chevrolet-powered sprint car. Picture on the left is how we found the car. And picture on the right was taken from the bottom of the street at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Just another piece of history. Absolutely spectacular. All the vehicles here today, and this beautiful vehicle. Alexander Motorsports, Race Prep Sales, Sales Sports, AlexanderMotorsports.com. The MGs that are here, absolutely beautiful. And the cup here, if you're walking around, people get a little shy with the camera and the microphone. Clear Channel, one of our great sponsors out there, Jaguar, BMW. Don't see too many BMW vintage cars out there. You can just walk up and down the pit and see millions of dollars. I won't say equal to Nikum or Steele or Bear Jackson, but you know what, folks? These are beautiful vehicles. Just beautiful. And when you see a vehicle like this, I'll read it to you. You just want to fall down and say, thank you. Fastback, Restomod, 351, 350, horsepower, plate 450, top loader, Candy Apple, black, deluxe, color interior. And here's the accessory. People forget about this all the time. Power disc brakes was an accessory. Sway bars,
The Magster wheel, an accessory. The tachometer was an accessory. Fold-down rear seat, Shelby taillight, inboard light, dual-gauge pod, Shelby wood wheel, was an accessory. So it's just not you got the Shelby, you had to buy it. So we're going to go over to our friends at Waldo Implement. And we're looking at some of the Arians right now, some of the products that are out here. And what we're seeing is a Max Zoom 60, suggested retail price, $5,649. And you can get today an advertised price of $49.99 with payments as low as $115 to go through here. Let's see if there's, is there a website we can go to and take a look at this? What's the website? And how do you spell that?
A-R-I-E-N-S. You can grab one of these.
Well, let's do that. Let's go there.
Here's a pocket guide, and then here's a full-on calendar.
Hey, we want to say a special thanks to our sponsors here today at Arians.com. We're going to take a look at some of these machines. You get a chance, go to Arians.com, and it's spelled A-R-I-E-N-S, and see some of the best equipment made today. We'll be right back with Talking Cars. Let's get over here and take a look. Now, let me tell you about this color engine. I have a 1962 Ford, excuse me, 1962 Cub Cadet, sorry, Cub Cadet, but I'll tell you, that color engine, maybe we can ask your name.
Yeah.
That color engine,
yep.
Made in America,
yep.
That 16 horsepower, one longer, would tear down a tree.
Yeah.
And maybe we can ask, maybe we can ask your first name, yep. And you're live on the on Talking Cars.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jason. I'm with the Arians Company.
Oh, you are? Hi, Jason. I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve. Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you here in the Arians booth today.
We like the Arians booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of action going on here with our Atlas KSVs and all of our residential lawnmowers and then also our industry-leading two-stage snow throws as well. We demand a lot of the market share of the snow throws. These are built right here in Brilliant, Wisconsin, with 2,400 dedicated American workers that make these machines every single day for us.
Well, Jason, we appreciate that because we started this with the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. I still have three sons currently serving, and it's enough to know that you're keeping jobs in America.
Yep.
Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
That means a lot.
But your son's serving
a lot. Well, there's a lot. It keeps him out of trouble.
Well,
but now, you have, are there any other type of engines besides the Kohler that you do?
Well, we use Kawasaki as well. That's
okay.
Another popular engine model and outdoor power equipment. And those are manufactured obviously here on U.S. soil as well.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. I mean, just like BMW and everyone else, that Nissan down in Smyrna, Tennessee, 400,000 cars manufactured every year by Nissan. God bless them. And over 8,000 employees down in Tennessee just for that. Now, where is your location? We're at Road America in Elkhart Place, Jason. But how far are you from here?
So we're approximately 45 minutes northwest of here in Brilliant, Wisconsin,
okay.
Small town, USA. We, like I said, we employ a total of 2,400 employees.
That's amazing.
It's really a blessing when you look at what they do every single day for this great country and for all of us here at the factory as well, how they work together in fabrication and assembly, how they bring it all together with lean principles. So we have Bill right here.
Hi, Bill. Come on over. And what is your last name?
Bill George.
And what do you do?
I'm a tooling technician for Arians Company.
Oh, so for Arians. Okay.
We're talking, this guy builds everything.
Everything.
You bring him a drawing with a wish, he makes it reality.
So it should say Bill Racing Company right there, right?
Well, it should probably, but no.
And how long have you been with the company? 14 years. Holy smokes, that man. I mean, back in the day, you were with the company 5 or 10 years. Today, most people would come for 6 months or a year and they move on. But just to go through it. Now, people are going to say, and I kind of threw you under the bus when I started, but long story short, let's say I had another manufacturer's equipment. We won't say who it is. We'll say somebody else.
Sure.
And they walk into your place, or how many dealers do you have?
Well, nationwide, we have 7,000. So
7,000?
We have a lot of dealers.
Okay. I should know this, right? Okay. I was just talking with John Everett, Mary Lou Hain, and George. I should know this. So sorry about that.
Okay.
But we're just being friendly. 7,000 dealers.
Yeah, not all of them are active, but,
okay.
You know, we have active and inactive dealers. But you can get equipment through any of those access points. We also have equipment in Home Depot and Lowe's as well for national retailers, as well as True Value. So you have opportunity to go out there and meet.
We're at Home Depot every week.
Are you? Well, grab an errand.
Let's see if I can put that in my condo. I think
so. Put it on your wish list. And then
you know, Steve the Mystic will take care of it. So, you know.
Well, here's what's funny, Jason. Someone's going to say, I've been using this other brand for 20 years. I've been hearing about the Aaron. And they're going to walk up and say, okay, it's old. It's 20. It's just about worn out. You know, I did landscaping with it. I got my money back times 20 times. Why should I look at Aaron?
Well, you're investing in an American company, number one, so you're keeping your dollars here in U.S. soil. Number two, it's all Bill. We got people like Bill who are spending day after day building these machines. And I'm talking about a well-fabricated machine, you know, full tubular deck, intuitive transmissions, Kohler engines, Kawasaki engines. You're getting the best in the industry right here with an Aaron's fully fabricated deck as well. So we have a tremendous product line to offer. Great pricing, as you see, Steve, here with our price tag.
Well, let's take a look at that price. I'm going to throw you on the bus one more time. This is like a $10,000 machine. It's not. It's an Icon X52. And the retail price is $4,119.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, the advertised price, the MAP price, our minimum price, is $3,599. You break that down with 0.48, that's $82 a month. You have a brand new zero turn sitting in your front lawn, ready to get the job done in half the time that you had with that tractor, and, you know, really a fraction of the time, a third of the time compared to a push mower. So,
you know, what's fascinating about that, and I'll say as little as 10 years ago, I had 2 acres, and the pricing was about the same or higher. It was actually higher 10 years ago.
Right. Prices are coming down. They are. But the technology and the components aren't. You're getting a fully fabricated deck, full tubular frame that is not going to bend or break. You're getting something that's going to stand the test of time.
Well,
and when you invest in Aaron's, you're investing in something that's going to be there for a couple decades to help you out keeping that lawn.
Well, I think that's important. Just like cars, I'm talking cars. It's no longer, we tell people, buy a two-year-old one, you know, get started there. But I got to have a new one. This is an investment they're going to have for 10 or 20 years.
Absolutely. We have folks that buy. I had a quarter, Steve, for everybody that came up to me and told me about their snowblower and how it's been here for 30, 35 years.
35 years?
I could buy a bulk lunch. And you know the prices here at Elkhart Lake. I mean,
wow.
I mean, these snowblowers.
They're good prices now. Don't throw them under the bus.
No, the prices are great. The food's phenomenal. The people are even better.
Okay.
But these snowblowers.
35 years?
They last forever. Dude, Bill, you know, right?
We see the testimonials all the time. You can look at the reviews all across the United States. Anywhere there's snow. They got the man to get the snow moved off their yard. This is what they get. They tell their neighbors.
This is what we're trying to tell people on Talking Cars. You know, during the week, we do infomercials at dealerships. Then we'll be at the Beacom Auto Auction in October 6th or 8th, Schaumburg. We were at Starland Speedway last night. But when mom and dad are done looking at the race and they're walking around, they're thinking, what else can I do? What a great idea for you guys to be here. And someone's going, I've been wanting to do this for so long. But no, I go to the store, not Home Depot, but I go to my other dealer, and they're busy.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, just buy it. It's good. No, you need to tell me about it.
No. It's an experience. I mean, this machine will help your life. It'll make it easier to cut your grass. It's going to be responsive.
$82
a month.
I used to pay $150 10 years ago, you know, and that was a week.
Oh my God. I'm not kidding you.
Tell me about this. Then we're going to get going. We'll come back a little later and talk to y'all.
Yeah.
Tell me about this type of steering, because, Phil, to some people, I got to have that steering wheel. Tell us what this actually is called.
Yeah, so a zero turn with a stick can be intimidating. You're used to that standard wheel that you've seen in the automotive industry. You've seen that on your lawn tractor. You're going to a zero turn with a stick. A lot more responsive. Your turn, you can turn immediately. It's like driving a shopping cart, Steve.
I like a shopping cart.
Well, then you'll like a zero turn because it's exactly the same, and it works so nicely. And, you know, if people want to come down here and try one out, hey, we're here all weekend.
Take
a seat in one of our plush, comfortable seats. We'll give you the whole demonstration if you'd like.
At Aarons.com?
Aarons.com.
Talk to Bill.
Built the man, yeah.
People are down at Gus.
And you know, it's so nice to hear because people are saying, I don't want to spend the money.
I don't want to spend the money.
I'm not going to spend the money. I'm just going to fix mine for another $100. And then you know what happens? Like me, something falls off. I was in a ditch. The wheel fell off. I almost got seriously hurt.
Absolutely.
And that's what made me buy a new one.
Well, think about it, Steve. I mean, you could buy a lower-end model, and it could maybe last you 5 years, and you're getting a new one, or you're going to have to put in half that amount you spent up front to get it repaired. Why not invest in something that's American-made, that people like Bill are building every single day, and go ahead and stand behind that and have that for the next 20 years?
And I'll tell you what, when I bought my place, I had to buy the mower with it, and the guy charged me $500 for a 40-year-old mower. It was still worth $500, and it was probably one of the better ones, if you will.
Wow.
So this is great. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and talk with you, Jason, and with you, Bill, as we always do before we leave. How about doing a shout-out to our troops for defending our freedom so we can be here today? What would you like to say to that young man or woman defending our country?
Thank you very much for everything you do every single day. I'm very proud to be an American.
That's a good one. Jason?
Hey, I just thank you for putting your life on the line for us, and we really appreciate the sacrifice that you make every single day, and I hope God blesses every one of you in a major way.
Buddy. You know, we started this company with the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show, now Talking Cards, the nationwide. Over 200,000 downloads, 2 million viewers. Our friends at Road America, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Talking Cards. Thank you, Jason, and thank you, Bill.
Thank you. We'll be back in about 30 minutes. Thanks, guys. If you want to meet our racing team, they're down there.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Hey, how much fun is that?
To where we get a chance to talk to the folks at Arian. That's simply amazing. We're looking at all of the different cars out here today in the racing team, www.arians.com. And number 189, we're going to get back to the track. Budweiser is here today, Gravely. At www.gravely.com, a great sponsor. Budweiser, home of the Budweiser. Arian Company. Cars are coming back in off the track. You can hear them live here on talkingcars.com. Hey, we're going to the Muscle Car and National Corvette show on November. Oh, gosh, I didn't think of the date. November 19th and 20th at the Rosemont Convention Center. And some of the great cars here, we're going to go by and take a quick look at the North Shore sports cars from Lake Bluff, Illinois. Some of the great cars here today. And if you go to that, doesn't really have a website. That's kind of funny, but sooner or later they will. Now, people just coming back in. Number 30 in Opel GT. We haven't seen one of them in a while. And coming across here is a Jaguar 1963 XKD customized, no bumpers. This is what you want to see. This is where you need to be as you're out here today. See some of the British racing teams here. The false grid is here. More and more, just thousands of cars, thousands of people. Can have probably have another 10 or 20,000 people here. Always room for you at roadamerica.com. Just a little bit of fun. I'm looking at here, 1984 Porsche 911 convertible, signal red, black interior, just a beautiful piece of history sitting here today. All the cars were spent in. We see our American flag in the background. And as always, we say to our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, and Coast Guard, we love you. We miss you. You are not forgotten. Back to Talking Cars. Another smaller race on the other side. Little oval track, if you will. We're going to take a little walk over there. It's very a little bit different. And so you can go to racequip.com and a different turn, the rest of the track that's over here, and you can watch them come through. Come through. What a day here at Road America. Special thanks to our friend Jim Cross at speedwaysonline.com. Let's see what else we got here. What a day. And our friends at Aaron's for sponsoring this great day here, folks at Hagerty. That's ARIENS.com. And I'll tell you what, if you get a chance to look at some type of lawnmower or some type of snowblower, some type of whatever, and everything that they make, I got their magazine right here. I should sit down for a second and go through it. You know what? I think I will. They deserve that. They spent a lot of money here as a great sponsor. Why don't I just get a little seat
and you can see the hold on. Sit down. It comes down to this. The 2016 Lawn and Garden Catalog. This is our turf. We cut the grass, not corners. I like that. There is no off season. And there's a log splitter that they got. And there is drop the deck and neighbor's jaws. What else we got here? We got the military here on one of the pages, summer loving. Commercial style deck, steel frame, hydro gear, cutting precision. Push lawn ending to the max with the max zoom suit. Good stuff. Neighborhood icon is IKON XL series. And people say, Steve, you're talking cars. What are you talking about? Lawnmowers. You know what? Your wife, your husband, your significant other is going to say, get out there and cut the grass. They're going to say, if you're talking to a landscaper, ask them what kind of equipment they have. Ask them to use American made Aarons.com equipment. You can see that 2016 Corvette from Chevrolet on the pace car now, the vintage roll brake, and the car is the 69 Camaro, the 65 Mustang, 67 Mustang, the 70 Mustang, the 70 Mustang, the 67, the Ford GT, the Ford Cobra, another 67 Camaro, the 63 Switchback, the Corvette, the 61 Ford, all here at the Vintage Sports Park Capital. Road America, roadamerica.com. It just does not get any better than that. What fun we have. We've had a great day here today. It's coming up on the end of our time at roadamerica.com. So if you have a question, I'm going to get up, so hold on. There, I'm up now. And go, so let's just ask this young man here, maybe his first name and what city he's from. Can we ask your first name?
Mike.
Mike, what city are you from?
Chilton, Wisconsin.
Where is that from here?
About 20 miles north of here.
Okay.
On the Lake Winnebago.
Now, is this your bike or did you rent it?
This is mine, yeah.
So you brought it here?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of bike is it? These tires look like they came off a Ford Mustang.
Yeah, they call them bat bikes, basically.
Bat bikes.
Yeah, so you can actually ride them from the curb. You run like 6 PSI in the air pressure on the tires, you can actually somewhat back small. You can stand up.
Did you come up here and is it like a bike club with this kind of bike?
I'm actually on a racing team in Green Bay for steel sports nutrition. And last year we did the race one with Green Bay and one with that bike. And
I see a new show coming up. Talking bikes. I see a new show coming up here. That's a little bit of fun. Well, Mike, we're going to be out here next year, we believe, 12 times with Talking Cars. Let's have you guys come up to our suite and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay.
And do you guys work with any charities at all?
We've done some stuff during the holiday season with sponsoring families and stuff.
Well, have a great day here at roadamerica.com.
Roadamerica.com. Love the weather.
And name of the bicycle club again?
Steel Sports Nutrition.
.com?
He doesn't have a website yet. So
we'll get him one, huh?
Works. We'll get on that.
All right, then go to our friends at GoDaddy.com. And Bob Parsons. Be very happy to hear that. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you.
All right, bud. Hey, a little bit of fun here. People drinking sodas. People ride bikes. You know, where do you want to be? RoadAmerica.com. Go to the gearbox. Continue the legend. This Bud's for you. And, you know, I always see the signs for Budweiser. We see the signs, and it's, you know, drink responsibly. Anybody can go out and get, you know, have one too many beers and fall asleep. But, you know, have a drink, have a glass of water, have a drink, have a beer, have a glass of water. That kind of makes more sense. Here at the Bud Light Party. Continue the legend. This Bud's for you. You can hear the cars warming up. Hey, Scar, looks like it's off the track and the race is on. It's going to be right at the start-finish line here at Road America. Holy smokes, Batman. Brought to you by Henry Rifle. Made in America. HenryRifle.com. There's Argento Cheese. I think it is time that we did a shout out for all of our sponsors here at Road America. Chevrolet, of course. God bless them. My friends down at Stasic Chevrolet. Bob and Bill Stasic, Jeremy Stasic, Brent Baker. How you doing? Bob Roorman Auto Group. Bob Roorman!
Hey, don't forget the tag at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show, November 19th and 20th at Rosemont, Illinois. Get your tickets now. Come be on our show at Talking Cars. They're coming back around. You can hear them roar. We are on the track at Road America. It doesn't get any better than this. I'm going to start singing God Bless America any second now. You can hear the cars in the background getting ready to scream. Some of our corporate sponsors, WeatherTech, Bolingbrook, Illinois, Johnsonville Brats, Continental Tires, simply the best. Hawk Performance, Tudor, T-U-D-O-R, Nationwide Insurance. Nationwide is at Road America. Where's Peyton Manning when you need him? Yamaha Motorsports, Budweiser Racing, Pepsi, Skag Power Equipment, Reister Shell, our friends at Aaron's, Aarens.com. I'm going to say that 10 times. Those guys are nice. And to Bill and Jason, we appreciate that. Cedar Chest Ice Cream, Cedar Crest, I'm sorry, Race Quips. Keep my glasses on for this, right? Lester Buildings, Whalen Lights. Hey, we got Whalen Lights in our new mobile studio. Race America, C-Tech Manufacturing, Align. And you can hear them coming up. We're going to put the microphone on the track. And in third place, 61, number four. Number two car, and we're going to go through the standings there in a minute. You know what? We want to say thank you very much to everyone at Road America, roadamerica.com, for letting us be here today and meet some of the folks, a lot of the sponsors, people like Sheboygan, Buick GMC, Lake Forest Erie, Milwaukee Tool. We love Milwaukee Tool. Safety Place. Milwaukee, Wisconsin Journal Sentinel. Sign me up. C-Tech Manufacturing, Budweiser Racing, Optima Battery, Sunoco Racing Fuel, and our friend at Speedways Online, the Tim Frost, speedwaysonline.com. Go to Talking Cars right inside. If you want to be in our show, subscribe. It's only 99 cents a month or $9.95 for gear. You want to be an advertiser? It's $99 a month, and you get 3 minutes of airtime. A month, it'll give you 120 spots. And that's archived for a year of over 14,000 shows for $99. How's that? So our corporate partners, Chevrolet, WeatherTech, Johnsonville, our friends at Aaron's, A-R-I-E-N-S.com, Jason, Bill, thanks for being on our show. What a day. So as we always say what we say about our military, you are not forgotten. You're the reason we do our show on the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. God bless you for listening. And remember, if you can't stand in front of our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. Brought to you live at Road America, and don't miss us at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show, November 19th and 20th at Rosemont Convention Center. And we're going to leave you with these sounds from RoadAmerica.com. Join us next year, 12 times at the track at RoadAmerica.com.